Earth.
Tonight, hope you had a fabulous weekend. Maybe you caught the Avengers. If you did, you added to the pot of money or gold that they are raking in over $200 million. That's just for the opening weekend, and that's just domestically. Wow. Or maybe you had a few bucks on a horse called I'll Have Another, 19th post position. Who knew, kind of a long shot horse that paid for a $2 bet, $32.50. Can't beat that with a stick. Or maybe you saw the supermoon. Did you see the supermoon? I saw the supermoon, and it was fantastic. Almost by accident I saw it, and I have to say, the pictures are wonderful that others have taken and posted all over the place, including Kathy McPherson from Kalamazoo, Michigan. I happened to see her photos. It was huge. It looked like the moon was bearing down on us, to me, and was kind of grayish and then had that big tint to it, kind of a red tint. So you might have seen that heading into the weekend, too. Or you might have just kicked back, relaxed with the family, and watched some other sports, perhaps some of your kids or grandkids or yourself, a weekend warrior, participated in something. The weekend is never a day of rest for anybody who's running for president, so Mitt Romney was busy out stumping for votes, as was Barack Obama, the incumbent president, who was busy in Ohio and Virginia trying to rally, I guess, the youth vote, stomping on Romney, saying he represented the rich. Also, you might have heard, we have a new phone number. Let me see if you can memorize the phone number. I love this new number. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. I got to say, to all the folks in our live studio audience in Minneapolis, Minnesota, at the GCN studios, they have to be psyched about that. What do you think, crowd? Woo-hoo! I'll have another. Isn't that great? Matt has bailed on us because he had another, and instead Kyle is manning the ship. He's doing a fabulous job at Mission Critical. Kyle, you chastised me about the number. You said, you can't give out the other numbers, the 5283. I don't even know what it is. You got to use your name. Didn't you say that to me?
I used more words than that.
You did, but you're right, because
you said it more
it's easy
eloquently than I did.
It is easy to remember the name, so we're going to do a little experiment for the whole week. Because of what Kyle said, I'm not going to give you the numbers. I'm not going to give you the numerical translation. I'm just going to give you the 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE.
You're being nice. What I really said is, I have no idea what your number is.
He did say that. I have no idea what your number is, what is, but I know it has a cage in it. So I'm just proving my point that it's so much easier to do that. So maybe there is something to it. I'm going to trust Kyle. Let's just say I'm going to go with it. How's that? I'm just going to go with it. Hey, over the weekend, also, you might have kicked back for Cinco de Mayo. Never such leverage for a holiday that's, what kind of holiday is that? A beer holiday. That's what it is. And if you just add up what I just said, I'll have another Cinco de Mayo. Boy, it all makes sense. Why did we not bet on the number 19 horse? Nobody won our Kentucky Derby challenge. Oh, I wanted somebody to win so desperately. But the favorites, Union Rags, wasn't even in the money. Gemologist wasn't in the money. Bodemeister was, but Bodemeister came in second when Play shows, so Place. And it was just wasn't Bodemeister's day. It was all about I'll Have Another, and we'll see if I'll Have Another still has the legs for the Preakness, which is coming up in 2 weeks. So that means we'll have another contest. And by my mathematical calculations, like I said, that means 2 weeks from now. So do the math. If we're into the 7th, then we're talking about the 19th. So our little fun game, the Pimlico Challenge, will take place on our Friday morning show in the third hour. And you can be a part of it because the prize closet is just brimming, bursting at the seams. I am dying to give away some stuff. And if nothing else, you'll get bragging rights. And it is pretty cool to be able to do that. All right, speaking of bragging rights, big change in the wind when it comes to France. A socialist to the left, to the left, to the left. There's no rights in François Hollande. He ends up beating Sarkozy in a runoff. So he is the new president. He captured more than 51% of the vote. He defeats the incumbent. What does it mean? Here's a little snippet of a translated Hollande and what he had to say about his mission.
Give the European construction a dimension of growth, employment, prosperity, of future. And this is what I will tell as soon as possible to our European partners.
All right, so you know what that means? It means that we'll see. We're going to see what's going to happen. I think that there's massive problems. It's obvious with the Eurozone, with what's happening with the monetary system there. What's he going to do that's going to be different? He's a socialist. He was the challenger, and he narrowly edged Sarkozy because Sarkozy had 48.1% of the vote. So he barely won it, but he did win it. And that's all that matters in the end, who's in the winner's circle. And in the winner's circle is now somebody new. Speaking of winning, I've got to say this at the top, too. Ron Paul won the majority of delegates from the main contest, which is huge, with Mitt Romney pretty much the presidential nominee for the Republicans. Ron Paul supporters were able to take the reins of the main Republican convention. They elected a majority slate supporting the Texas congressman to the Republican National Convention. So that gives him a late state victory, huge in the sense that he'll be able to, I think, take this and run with this in what he's able to do at the convention. If nothing else, he'll play a big role, a huge role. Maybe some of his policies, maybe some of the things that he wants to see happen could become reality. We'll see. All right, coming up on the flip side, fair or foul, can Skype be a bad thing? You know, we have so much technology now, and I'm all about it. You can go to the website, and you can see me. I'm waving at the camera at americatonight.net. Or you can even do your daily rant if you download the Press4 app. All you have to do is say keyword America Tonight Rant, the daily rant. So whatever's...
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Faith TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-F-A-K-E-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 7th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1639.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1680.25, $840.12 for a half ounce, or $420.06 for a quarter ounce. That's $1680.25, $840.12, and $420.06.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
It's tearing up my heart when I'm with you.
So by now, everybody listening to America Tonight across the land knows that it's all about this heart campaign for me because of all the personal things that have happened, the tragedies with heart attacks and whatnot in my family, and how concerned I was about my own heart and what a dramatic, dramatic drop in my blood pressure I saw when I started taking Extendivite. I had no clue, first of all, that the numbers were higher, and then actually looking at them and seeing them drop in less than 2 months was an amazing thing. So trust me, religiously, I am taking Extendivite. So you got that. And you know that I love Don Wiskin. He is my favorite Canadian now. Sorry to alienate all the Canadians that call the show, but I love this guy because he has such a passion. You know how that's so big on America. I mean, he has such a passion for what he does. So this heart campaign is very, very personal to me. Every year, about 1.2 million people in the U.S. have heart attacks. Unbelievable. And how many of those people die and what they go through when they get those chest pains, they can't breathe, and the next thing you know, they're on an operating table and people are crying in the hallway and they're desperately trying to save, you know, your loved one's life maybe. So we want to prevent that. That's why you need to go to heartdrop.com. You'll hear all the stories, and we want to tell you about more of those stories because I think there's nothing more powerful than what I call the testimonial. Someone who says, yeah, you know, I started taking it, and it was amazing what I saw. I'm one of those people. But Don Wiskin is in the wings. He is the founder, the owner, the guru of this stuff. He knows all about it. Hey, Don, how you doing?
I'm doing really well, Kate.
And, you know, every day that keeps you going, doesn't it? The fact that you have people writing you emails, and you go to the website and you can see a lot of the people, what they're saying about what's happened to them in taking Extendivite. And, you know, there's different forms of taking it, too, and we'll talk about that in a second. And to me, that's the most powerful thing, don't you think?
Oh, yes, absolutely. When, you know, somebody calls you up and, like one gentleman, for instance, he was on a lot of pain medication for problems he was having with his hips. But it is really amazing what happens when your circulation improves, because he kept going lower and lower and lower on his pain medication, and his doctor couldn't explain why this was happening. But, you know, it's not something that we even mention, but gosh, you know, it's amazing what happens when circulation picks up.
Yeah, no kidding. When you first started this, and you said how you found the natural thing, the cayenne and the garlic, that's what you did. You started putting it under your tongue, and then one thing led to another, and before you know it, here we go with Extendivite and heartdrop.com, sending people there and whatnot. Do you remember the first, when you really knew you struck a nerve with people and people were taking it, was working? You remember the first couple of emails and stuff you started to get, how powerful that was?
Well, actually, I remember right back to the beginning because I was telling people about it without promoting it. You know, I was just, without selling it. I was basically, I was in the roofing business. I was, going to people's homes all the time. And I was running across people that needed it. And I said, well, this is what I've been taking and it's been working for me. And so, you know, people started taking this stuff, and yes, it's amazing what started coming back to me. People who were not able to walk down to get their mail out of the mailbox were now going all over the place and even doing their own grocery shopping. When people say that, vacuuming, people think that vacuuming is an easy job, but really it's not, because there's a lot of upper body going on there. And one elderly lady called us up and said, I'm vacuuming my rugs again. I'm cleaning my own house. Uh-huh. It's giving them back their independence. And that's what really surprised me, is that, people could actually start living a full life again.
Yeah. And one of the things, too, because somebody just the other night, in fact, somebody from Canada asked me this, a guy named Highlight asked me, well, what is it, just capsules or can you take drops, and what's in it? And we talked about that, the fact that it's all natural, because people are questioning, well, what's all natural? All natural is tremendous. Now everybody's finally caught up to that. America, and you say it on your website, it's interesting. I thought this for a while, and we've had lots of guests on, to talk about that, a lot of people in the United States are now starting to catch on to the ideas, this is why this is working for the Europeans and so many other people, and they're not hooked on prescription drugs. We're starting to catch on. You're probably starting to see that, that more and more Americans are probably ordering Extendivite.
Actually, yes, we get a lot of Americans. We get 22 or 23 countries is about where we're shipping as it stands. People all over the world are listening in to your show and other shows like that, and they're catching on to what's going on. And yes, it is garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. And originally, I talk about the garlic cayenne drops. Originally, it came in only liquid form. And I just kept pursuing and pursuing and pursuing until we got to the point that we could have it in capsules. I have a company in Montreal, Quebec, and basically what they do for us is they blend it. They bring all the herbs in, they test them, they grade them, and they make sure that they're as pure as can be and that we have as high a spike as we require for it to, the frequencies to work with your body. I never really thought that capsules would work as well as they did, because everybody says, it's under your tongue with the liquid and right into your bloodstream. But it's not about being under your tongue and right into your bloodstream and immediate. It's about taking it every day. And then 6 months down the road, your doctor's scratching his head going, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. A year down the road, you're jumping up in the air and kicking your heels together and going, I love that hour walk I take every day. And you couldn't even take a walk around the block when you first started.
Yeah, so
these are the kind of things that that it does. I mean, cleaning out your liver and getting your body functioning properly, it's amazing. And either form, capsules or liquid, 15 drops a day underneath your tongue, no food required, or one capsule before you eat. Because even though it's just one capsule with seven different herbs, you still notice that cayenne or that garlic, 30 minutes or so later, you might get a little bit of a warming sensation from it.
Yeah, so good advice. Make sure that you do that. I got a note from, he listened to our first conversation, because this is his second conversation this week, and I've been talking about it on the air, but I got a note from Ernie, who listens to us on KKGM. It's a big station in Dallas, Texas, and Ernie asked me to ask you the next time that you were on the show. He says, Kate, next time you have the whisk on, so he already gave you a nickname, ask him how fast does it all work? Does it take a month or two? I think you mentioned you really noticed it after a month, because that's when you did your blood pressure, which is true. That's when I checked again. But I guess it probably depends on the person. Is that right or no?
No, it really does depend on the person. Like, some of the things are so mild in the beginning that you really don't notice the changes, and you just have to keep going and keep going, and then all of a sudden you start noticing that, you know, you don't break a sweat as fast when you're working, or you don't get as tired out as quickly when you're working, and you're going, gee, I couldn't do that, you know, just a couple of months ago. But, you know, for some people, it seems that the worse off they are, the faster it seems to work, and then it just kind of, you know, planes out and goes along until time down the road. But, you know, as we all know, we didn't get this plaque in our arteries overnight. It happened over years. All of the toxins that build up in our body all happened over years. So, you know, we need to take a few months to clean it out. I don't want to discourage somebody by saying, oh, yeah, first drop and you'll know. But for some people, they might.
Yes, exactly. That's why I said every body is different. As you said, it depends on how long. And you think of the plaque, like you mentioned, that's been building up. I think we'd be scared to death, Don, if we had a microscope and we could look inside our bodies, if we had this daily way to do it, you know, almost like on the Internet, you could put yourself up there. Of course, you can go get scans. But if you could do it every day yourself, I think we'd be shocked at what we saw with our insides.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I hate to put it this way, but during the Vietnam conflict, they did autopsies on the American soldiers and on the Vietnamese soldiers, and they noticed that the 18 to 25-year-old American soldiers had a lot of plaque in their arteries already, whereas the Vietnamese, because they were eating more rice and fish and vegetables, didn't have it.
Right. And so some of that is the stuff we're eating, yeah.
It is. It's the Western diet. It is, you know, it is really killing us. And we think that everything's good, but, you know, it's not. It's not as good as we have to really stop and look at what we're putting in our body. And the fact that there isn't as much nutrients in our food as there used to be because most of it is green harvested or the eroded topsoil, so we're not getting the nutrients. We need these supplements, these herbs, to fill up the blanks of, you know, I mean, it really boils down in some cases to vitamins. Like, most people have no idea that a red pepper, a cayenne as one of them, has more vitamin C than an orange has.
Yeah, they don't realize that. They think that, yeah.
Yeah, people don't notice that. And there's also, in cayenne, there's vitamin A, B1, B2, B3, B6. You know, these are things that are very important. Garlic has vitamin A, B1, B2, and vitamin C as well. Hawthorn has vitamin C as well, also B1, B2, B3, B6, and B12. So these are all essential vitamins that we're out searching for on the shelf anyways, and there they are, eating the cayenne, the garlic, and the hawthorn.
Right, and you're getting it. So don't hesitate. You heard us. Now we're going to continue on the heart campaign. Go to heartdrop.com, and I'll give out the number a bunch, but here it is again, 877-928-8822, 877-928-8822. Thank you so much, The Whisk, Don Whiskin. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Hey, America, we've been talking about this for a while now, and our pals over at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies released just something that's just going to blow your socks off, I'm telling you. They did the first ever study of what radical Saudi Wahhabists are actually saying, preaching, if you will, to their followers about our country, about the United States, and non-Muslims on social media sites all over the place. So, joining us is the Vice President for Research, Jonathan Schanzer, always present, always very excited to have him on because he is just loaded with information, including the fact that they just released this, as I said, this new study that I was stunned when I started to read about it. Hey, Jonathan, thanks for coming on.
My pleasure.
How long did it take you to put the study together? Because I imagine you have to really pull from a lot of different information to compile it.
Sure. Well, the actual study took place over the course of 6 months. It was the first 6 months of last year. Or at least that was the original parameters. And what we found was that we weren't getting enough information. It was harder to find this stuff in Arabic and to penetrate the Saudi social media space. And so it took us a really long time, actually, once the information was finally culled, for us to put together a study. In other words, we had to go back and dig deeper and look at things that were posted over time. It actually took us more than a year. In other words, the collection ended in June of last year, but we just finally released the study now. So almost a full year later, that's what was required for us to dig through 40,000 entries in Arabic and English and to make some sense of it.
Wow, and so to do that too, boy, talk about, you know, it's like in the United States we have all the colloquialisms and whatnot. I can imagine what it would be like culling through things in Arabic. That had to be pretty tough, and you said that, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely. And the good news is that we worked with a company called Constrat. It's based here in Washington. And Constrat has this terrific web technology that they usually use on behalf of the U.S. military. And that's what we use to mine through all of the information. And so they would, using keywords, they flagged the tweets and the Facebook postings that we wanted to take a look at, those that called for jihad, those that mentioned Jews or Christians or the treatment of women or the treatment of minorities. These are all the things that we were trying to look for, and so Constrat helped flag that for us. They have Arabic researchers that were working for us, not to mention my co-author and I both speak Arabic, so we both, all of us, work together on this to try to make some sense out of a pretty crowded space and one that can be very confusing.
So what did you find overall? Tell us some of that meat, some of the meat of the research.
Sure. Well, first of all, I mean, I think there was one big surprise, and that was that, you know, just to put it all in the context, everybody understands that the Saudis were responsible for proliferating a very dangerous ideology that led up to the attacks of 9/11. 15 of the 19 hijackers were Saudis, and we found afterwards that Saudi charities and Saudi institutions were responsible for a lot of the sort of jihadi hatred out there. And so when we looked at this, you know, the big surprise for us was that only 5% of the social media entries and website entries that we mined overtly called for violence. So in other words, there was a real downtick in the overt calls for jihad against, you know, the United States or against the West or against Christians or what have you. But then you dig a little bit deeper, and 75% of the data that we mined constituted what we would call intolerant or xenophobic or dangerous views. In other words, calling Jews the sons of monkeys and pigs, calling, you know, Christians, infidels. I mean, there were some really wild tweets out there basically saying that, you know, women should not wear white wedding dresses because that's something that Christians do, or that we shouldn't celebrate Mother's Day or Valentine's Day because that's what Christians do. You know, and then there were other interesting little tidbits. I mean, you had Saudi clerics basically saying that lighting yourself on fire is illegal. Why would they even say that? I mean, that sort of seems like a silly thing to say. Well, that's what started the Arab Spring in Tunisia. And so the Saudis were very afraid of seeing similar circumstances erupt on their own soil. So we saw things from the political to the religious to the anti-Semitic to the anti-Western. There was a very broad range of tweets and Facebook postings and the like. But overall, we saw some dangerous trends. And this, I think, was the most disconcerting aspect of this. Obviously, we're glad to see that they're not, you know, pushing violence. For violence out there. But you've got, you know, in some of the cases, some of these clerics have more than a million followers on Facebook, a million followers on Twitter, you know, more than a million people downloading their YouTube sermons where they're calling for, you know, for the mistreatment or poor treatment of women or what have you. So, in other words, you know, the fact that their message is resonating and they now have, sort of a soapbox to preach from on the electronic social media stage, this is a problem, right? It's going to become an issue, I think, for years to come, that these people have gained a foothold in the online space.
Boy, I agree. And as you said, it sounded like some of the tweets were crazy. But what were the worst sites? Was it Facebook, tweeting? What were the sites? What were some of the sites where it was really nasty?
Well, I mean, you know, Facebook and YouTube and Twitter were all big. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, then we found some sites specifically that spread extremism. You know, some that were based in Saudi Arabia, some that were based in, actually out of the Palestinian territories. Some that actually were, I mean, this was one of the wild things, is when we looked at some of the trends regarding women. Some of the most radical sites were actually sponsored by women who were saying that Wahhabism is the proper way of practicing Islam. And why this was shocking to us is that when you see the treatment of women in Saudi Arabia, you know, you just can't imagine that women would be proponents of this brand of Islam. In other words, I mean, during one of our 6 months of calling this data, there was a protest going on about the laws against women drivers. In Saudi Arabia, women are not allowed to drive. And so there was a protest against these laws, and you know, the clerics were out there saying that those who are working for the repeal of this law should be imprisoned. One cleric warned that it will lead to utter chaos on the streets and prostitution and all sorts of other problems involving women. I mean, this is how the Saudis treat their women. women, and so and yet women are out there saying, you know, Wahhabism is the only way. So there are a lot of sort of surprising little turns as we went through this study and collected this data.
Yeah, you mentioned that that you speak Arabic, and I'm wondering if is there still a need for more people in the United States to be able to understand, to have more people in positions in intelligence, even to that can understand Farsi, can understand Arabic and whatnot. Is this still a big hole, a crucial hole?
I think it's still a big hole. I think, you know, broadly speaking, Americans don't have a terrific of a grasp of language because, quite frankly, English is the language that's spoken internationally in business and beyond. And so it doesn't force Americans to learn these languages, and I think they are critical. But it's interesting, it actually, once you've traveled to some of these countries, it makes it harder for you to get a security clearance. So it's almost as if you need to study it only at home without getting the experience abroad if you want to get a job, you know, where you have a top secret security clearance. And so it's sort of a double-edged sword, but broadly speaking, I think, yes, the answer is yes, we need to have more people understand Farsi, more people understand Arabic, because there aren't enough people looking into these spaces. Not enough people are looking at the trends, either online or on the ground. And the dangers still lurk out there. You know, we hear a lot, you know, that Al-Qaeda has been beaten back because of the death of bin Laden. I would argue that it's probably just as dangerous, and for sure the ideology behind bin Laden, this jihadist ideology, is still very much a threat.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, I read your report, and just right in the beginning, you say Facebook fatwa. And people bring that up all the time on the show. They say, did you see that? And did you hear about that? And you hear about the cartoonist? I mean, you have to take just a word, actually. You have to take that seriously, don't you?
You do. Certainly when jihadists publish things, sometimes it's bluster, but sometimes they're real threats. And, I always like to say that if we were more aware of what people were saying, in publishing in the 1980s and 1990s, about the West, about the need for, you know, carrying out violence against the West, if we were more aware of what people were publishing back then, I don't think that 9/11 would have happened. I think we would have already mobilized and we would have done more to prevent those attacks. And so I think we need to be ever vigilant. And you take the bad guys at their word. It's important to do that.
So in the beginning of your report, too, it's good because you know that we don't know some of these words. And you kind of give us a definition of some of what you found. And when someone issues a fatwa, what is it how do you say that? What is it there you'll see when you look at it in print?
Sure. A fatwa is just basically a ruling based on Islam, based on the Muslim faith. And so fatwas can be about just about anything. I mean, you know, you had clerics weighing in on, I mean, it's silly, but some of the rulings that they put out there were, you know, is it permissible to wear pajamas with someone's face on it? And they were saying that it's illegal according to Islam. Mm-hmm. Or Barbie dolls, for example, are supposed to be haram or, you know, illegal in the Islamic faith because, and again, for the same reason as the pajamas, you're not supposed to have, anything that depicts a face within Islam. You're not in art or anything else depict anything that has a soul. But so in other words, you can have the very mundane, or you can have fatwas saying that, you know, that people need to fight against Americans inside Iraq, for example.
Right.
And that is a religious duty. And so it runs from the very benign or seemingly silly to very dangerous. And we find it really interesting. This is really why we got down to writing this study, that people are issuing these fatwas now in the online space. You can do that on Twitter, and you can do it on Facebook, and that you can immediately reach a million people. You know, just by a few, 160 characters, 140 characters, you flip it out there into the social media space, and all of a sudden it becomes, when you have clerics that where their decisions are considered binding, all of a sudden you've got huge numbers of people who can be influenced instantaneously. And this is, I think an amazing development, and potentially a good one, potentially a bad one. I mean, on the one hand, you've got the opening up of Saudi freedom of expression, right? The Saudis have never allowed for freedom of expression in their own country.
Sure.
Hard to control that with social media. But at the same time, we know that Wahhabism is a trend in Saudi Arabia, and that's a radical interpretation of Islam. Mm. And now you've got potentially millions of people who will see these radical rulings.
Yeah.
It's a double-edged sword.
Yeah, no kidding. Jonathan, thanks so much. We're going to have more on that report of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. Thanks. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again down the road.
My pleasure.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Headcount here. Your brother, the demigod, a super soldier, living legend who kind of lives up to the legend, a man with breathtaking anger management issues, a couple of master assassins, and you, big fella, you've managed to piss off every single one of them. That was the plan. Not a great plan.
Is good. That's the deal with the Avengers. Robert Downey Jr., of course, Iron Man. Very funny in the Avengers. The Avengers don't need any publicity from me. We did our cheap movie review heading into the weekend. I said it would shatter box office records. I'm not some great soothsayer. You don't have to be even a little bit smart to realize it was going to be a big movie. And it was, in fact, a big movie. Over $200 million at the box office. This is week one. Imagine a couple weeks into this what the ultimate number is going to be. It's going to be a pretty big number. Probably equal, maybe not equal, but probably close to what the Democrats' war chest is to reelect an incumbent president. How's that? So shattered all kinds of records. I think it's because you have throwback people who read comic books when they were a kid and they love the whole comic book stories of Captain America or the Hulk or whoever. And then you have newcomers young kids who just like the whole idea, and it's PG-13, so they can go and watch it. And then you have the in-betweens, and pretty much that's one of those kind of movies where you're guaranteed to have a little bit of, I think, something for everybody. And obviously they knew that. And you have the personalities of the different heroes and the evil versus good. I think there's something in, since we're not in the Cold War era, of good versus evil. And we're all looking for a little good. We're all looking for the woohoo America and go kick some, you know what. And that's what the Avengers do. So I think that's also part of the reason why you might get a little bit of a kick or following there too. But for whatever reason, it doesn't matter. If I were the person who picked out this film in Hollywood, I would be laughing all the way to the bank because they know their job is safe. That's the whole idea. They got to pick winners, just like we have to pick winners when it comes to our elections. And 2012 is a very, very big year. Could be a game changer for us in the United States of America. We're seeing things have changed in France, and that vote could have an economic impact. I think it will. The euro, in fact, fell following votes, so that's not such a great thing. In my opinion, because of the struggles, we're totally invested into that. And we have the president launching his campaign, running on Romney's a flip-flopper. He doesn't know what he's doing with the economy. He's only about the rich people. He launched his campaign on two college campuses in Ohio and Virginia over the weekend. So, if you think about it, what did I say, 6 months, and you're making a vote, you're trying to decide, where are we headed? Who do you believe? What's the right direction? Make sure you pick wisely, my friends. Make sure you pick wisely. And the swing states will definitely, I think, play a part in this. You know, what I heard about the Sarkozy situation is he was stunned. He knew that things were getting a little bit tight, but he did not expect to lose. He did not think that he was going to lose his runoff. Well, he didn't think he was going to get to a runoff election in the first place, and he didn't think it was going to happen because he had lots of support, but apparently not enough. Something they do in France is, unlike us in the United States, 2 weeks before you go and vote, there is no television commercials. There is none of that pushing your message across other than shaking people's hands and knocking on doors, that kind of stuff. But otherwise, you don't get to pump your money into ads that people will see on the telly. And then we know how big that is, no matter where we're talking about. And that had a big impact on France. Imagine if we did that here in the United States. Oh, I think it's going to be a very tough week on the stock market, because we're going to see that stocks are probably going to be, you're going to see more selling of that after the elections in Europe. And with what they're talking about, budgetary reforms, and I think we'll probably see a lot of rock and roll on our side of the pond. You know, it is the craps table, but a lot of you have your futures tied to what's in the stock market, so be careful. The next couple of months will get very, very, very interesting. I saw a piece when I was looking through a couple of different things over the weekend that I thought would be interesting to bring up, and I don't know why, but to me it's interesting, and I guess I thought back to when I was in school and doing an internship and whatever, and I wondered, I bet almost everyone listening to America Tonight can either remember getting their first break job-wise or getting their first internship that led to the job that they absolutely love or the job that they're hoping to love. And the New York Times did a piece on unpaid interns getting the feeling that they're being used. Anybody out there were you ever an unpaid intern, and did you feel like you were used? I would say that it depends on the business. You know, in Hollywood, I was just talking about how huge the Avengers opening week is. It's amazing how little the pay is to start in a Los Angeles when you start with a production company or you're working on a movie set, or they have tons of unpaid people in Hollywood. That's why actors have such the high unemployment or whatever. But that's what happens when you want to get into a very crowded situation. But in a tight job market, which is what the Times is talking about, people take positions and then they find out that they're pretty much doing work for free. And that's sometimes that's the commission thing, something they read in an ad, and then they go and it's not what they expect. And these unpaid post-college internships, which are big in the film industry, big in nonprofit, big in magazine publishing and art galleries and all that kind of stuff, often what happens is if they get an internship and they can just kind of wait it out, that maybe there's a good chance that they put that on their resume and they could end up getting the job that they want. I don't know if I would do that in fashion, because it seems to me like they ride you hard and put you away wet, if you've ever heard that expression, that you are working from sun up to sun down, and often it's impossible to do anything else in between. So we see that job growth is weak. Unemployment rate for 20 to 24 year olds, 13.2%. Wow. The Labor Department is saying if employers don't want to pay the interns, then the internships have to resemble vocational education, and they have to work under close supervision, and it can't be a substitute for regular employees, and can't be, if their work can't be of an immediate benefit. But I gotta tell you, I have been there after going through Ohio University. And, you know, one thing leads to another. It's that whole dues-paying thing and what's murky and kind of gray in between. So I think there are examples of where somebody can really, or some of the companies take big-time advantage of people. And then I think there are examples where it's the opposite. You're getting, it's almost like the audition, and the audition is getting you in. All right, I want to take time to remind you to download Press 4, our new really cool app. It's that we're using. It's very easy to do. They designed it that way. Just go to iTunes, for example, and you can get it. It's free, free, free. You're not getting any crap and spam and whatever. It's only what you want it to be. So it's Press and the number 4, it's orange, has a white 4 in it, download it. Then once you get it downloaded, you hold it up to your ear, and, for example, you can rant, say, America Tonight, when it says keyword America Tonight, rant, and you're in. Or you can call the show, America Tonight Call, with our new number, 855-266-KATE. Hats off to Kyle, great job, helps him out here on America Tonight. And remember to keep counting. Eventually, we're going to get it right, America.